Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's new book, Paperboy. To order today, go to howiecarshow.com and click on store.
Funny thing about communism, somebody always ends up hungry. Johanna King hyphen Slutsky, for indeed that is her real name, a Marxist graduate student at Columbia, acts as spokeswoman for the starving students inside the voluntary occupation of the Ivy League campus.
Why should the university be obligated to provide food to people who have taken over a building?
First of all, we're saying that they're obligated to provide food to students who pay for a meal plan here.
But you mentioned that there was a request that food and water be brought in, unless I misunderstood.
To allow it to be brought in. I mean, well, I guess it's ultimately a question of what kind of community and obligation Columbia feels it has to its students. Do you want students to die of dehydration and starvation or get severely ill, even if they disagree with you? If the answer is no, then you should allow basic, I mean, it's crazy to say because we're on an Ivy League campus, but this is like basic humanitarian aid we're asking for. Like, could people please have a glass of water?
But they did put themselves in that, very deliberately, in that situation and in that position. So it seems like you're sort of saying, we want to be revolutionaries, we want to take up this building. Now would you please bring us food and water?
Nobody's asking them to bring anything. We're asking them to not violently stop us from bringing in basic humanitarian aid.
Basic humanitarian aid, for those keeping score, means access to the ready-to-eat dining hall buffet. Yesterday morning, the cops went in and took them all away. So I guess they've got basic humanitarian aid now, or they did while they were in jail. Another funny thing about communism. No one is self-sufficient.
Listen to The Howie Carr Show today at 3 or watch the show live at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.